be part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
10 minutes past 11 on Adventist World Radio. It is time for our daily focus feature. We will be talking to Pastor David. We are focusing on this week's theme, Nurturing God's Creation. Today's topic is Waste Not, Want Not. We are trying to call Pastor David, hoping we will be talking to him soon. Hope you did enjoy that music coming from Uhle. Athi ungofanelwe, ungofanelwe. We also had our conversation with Mr. Nyanidi, who was talking to us about the book, The Great Controversy. Right now, we are getting into our daily focus feature with Pastor, Pastor David. He's on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Hello, good morning, and good morning to all the listeners today.
How are you, Pastor?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you doing today?
I am well, thank you for asking. So today we are focusing on Waste Not, Want Not, under the theme for this week that says Nature and God's Creation. Sometimes stewardship begin with a mindset of gratitude for what we already have. What if being good stewards also mean wasting less and appreciating more? Join us as we discover how a thankful heart can lead us to greater care for creation. Pastor David, before we continue with our discussion, shall we open with the word of prayer?
Amen. Let us pray. Our loving Father in heaven, Lord, we are grateful that you have accorded us one more time that we can discuss matters that should edify and enrich our walk with you. How we pray now that you be with us throughout this discourse and help those that are tuned in to find meaningful transformation from this conversation. This is our asking and praying in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Let's get into it, Pastor. How does wastefulness reflect a lack of gratitude for God's provision?
Thank you so much. Yesterday, we brought in the idea of stewardship, like you have already alluded in the introduction, to say, could it be that maybe our wastefulness is a sign that our mind is not grateful for what we already have? You and I will agree that even believers are the people who are wasting things, who purchase things that we may not even need. And that in itself shows a spirit of not being content. And if there is anything that we need as believers, it is an aspect of being content with what we already have. So when we tend to get more things, which in the end tend to get wasted, it just shows that gratitude has not been an attitude we've upheld. And therein lies a danger of not being thankful to God. And if we are in such a state, it also shows what our prayer lives are like, because we'll discover that we are on the demanding part and asking for many things from God and not exhibiting that thankful heart towards all that he has done for us.
Wow. Powerful one, Pastor, right there. What steps can we take to minimize waste and maximize gratitude in our homes?
Thank you so much. The practical steps, especially for our homes, number one, we need to adopt simple living. We want to be so sophisticated, want to buy the best of gadgets, the latest of equipment. It is fine.
Okay.
But if we can accept even the basics and most simplest forms of getting things done, that would help us. Or accepting and leading a simple life would be one of them. The other one would be being mindful of our consumption. How much intake of, is it food stuff, are we bringing in our home? How much are we using? At times we don't account for those things, and these are the things we can't keep track of what has been used, what was wasted. So if we can be mindful of our consumption, let us take in what, let's account for what we bring in and what we use. Mm. And also, since we are talking about gratitude, even having a journal to just be grateful, Lord, we're grateful for this food, the food we grew from our garden. I think that would remind us of the many things that God has blessed us, and want to begin going far and beyond in wanting to possess other things.
Sure. Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that powerful clarity right there. And how can churches encourage members to adopt a lifestyle of gratitude and reduce their environmental impact?
Thank you so much. I believe church is somewhat a paramount thing that would determine the course of this, if it has to be taken. At times, it's when we convene and commune in large numbers where even waste will be seen and recorded in great amounts.
Right.
But if the church, number one, could even hold or educate people, have workshop, have this conversation like we highlighted yesterday, it would help us. Another one, I think, would be having community gardens. I think most of our churches have spaces. So if our churches can encourage that simple thing, demonstrate it from the church level to say, guys, we can have this simple garden such that one needs to go on to purchase things, having plastic bags and all that. And also bring in environmental initiatives, encourage the people with what they want to underscore with the workplaces and the work environment. It will help us, and also just highlight the importance of stewardship. Have stewardship campaigns. In the church, stewardship is relegated to issues of money, tithe and offering, but maybe we should take a turn and just begin encouraging also stewardship of our environment.
My worry is that we are a lazy generation. We don't want to plant, we don't want to do things for our own, like for our own benefit. We want to use Uber Eats, we want to order in, we want to do things, we want to go purchase instead of planting. And yo, that one, you touched an important part right there. And in what ways can a heart of thankfulness and stewardship bring us closer to God?
Thank you so much. You know, when it's like you're already anticipating to get something, but before it even comes, your heart is full. That recognizes and places God in a position of provision. You're already acknowledging that come what may, He has provided for all my needs. I'm reminded of the songwriter, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Yay.
He says, all that I have needed, Thy hand has provided. I love that he was careful with his words and says, all that I have needed. At times, maybe we are so focused on the wants that we forget that whatever that we need is already within us. So having that thankful heart to make us recognize that God's provision is enough. And it will also help us to trust in his sovereignty. And in the end, we shall have this great humility, because we'll just be practicing also contentment, like we said, and we'll have that mindset of knowing that, well, God has been at the center and is provided for all that I've needed.
Powerful one, Pastor, right there. All right. So before I let you go, last question, Mfundisi. What role does community play in reinforcing habits of gratitude and careful use of resources?
Oh, yeah. Like we said, so at times in our homes, we are not mindful of our consumption and we don't account for how much have we used. But if we realize that the whole community is part and parcel of this, it will provide accountability. People will be able to track what how much waste they produced in that particular household and how are they managing it. It will also help us to share knowledge.
Right.
It will be a resource where knowledge can be tapped on. How did this household deal with this kind of situation? How did they have an agreement to say, well, we may need so much of all this, but let's reuse. So it will provide knowledge, and it also reinforce mutual encouragement just amongst ourselves. We'll be able to go on and share things that can help us navigate all this. And lastly, we'll be able to have a collective impact, and that will do our community a whole great deal. At times, there are people that have been steward, that have been cautious of what they do to the environment, but because the effort has not been collective, the impact is not appreciated or seen. But if we do it as a community, then we'll have that collective impact together.
God gave us hands, God gave us land, but we do nothing with those things He gave us.
We need to get back to it.
Right.
Like Sanis says, the basics of life. I think we need to get back to the basics of life.
True.
And pure.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. And shall we close with the word of prayer?
Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful that we've had this little conversation shared. How we pray that may we internalize and begin to put into practice the very things that are so trivial and sometimes are neglected. Help us to be cautious of the environment in which you have blessed and given us to have dominion and be in charge over. Be our guide now, for we ask and pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you.
Amen. So our listeners at home, that was Pastor David talking to us on our Daily Focus feature, Nurturing God's Creation. That's our theme for this week. Today we were looking at the topic that says, waste not, want not. Right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will be having our daily devotion with Elder Nachinyunda. Stay tuned for more.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.